The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Julia Zemiro.
Ed, look, Julia Zemiro's here.
So happy to see her.
She's dancing.
She is. Yeah, she's shaking it. Ooh, she's a reaper-y.
I'm glad to see you're here, Ed. You've been at the hospital or something?
Yeah, I drove my flatmate to the hospital this morning. I've had no breakfast.
Right.
At all.
You're normally there with a little bowl of something.
I've had nothing. I'm wasting away. And I've got no preparation.
Well, and this is different somehow.
I've normally at least printed out emails to pretend I'm going to read them.
Yes. Your flatmate's tragedy will be turned into fun radio gold over the next hour. Julie's going to join us for a smooze. Oh. Or a schmooze.
Oh, smooze.
Sorry.
Or a smoothie.
No time for bonus consonants this morning. There's too much to get to. And let's get the week started in fine style.
In the best possible fashion. Set synthesizers to standing next to. Neckerchiefs on people. Eyeliner at the ready. It's the only possible way we can start this week.
With the Kersh! There he is. That's Nick Kershaw. He's got a new album in the shops.
Godspeed, Nick. Back to your own planet, sir. It's at the first verse reprise. That's when he's getting beamed back to his own planet because we didn't understand him. In the video clip, his feelings are projected on his chroma key suit. People didn't get that.
They didn't understand. You know, he was way ahead of everyone.
So far ahead of his time.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This.
Hello, Tony.
Good evening. That's Julia Zemiro. Give her a round. Ed Cavalli was talking before. Richard Marsden's always dressed as Nick Kershaw. He's on board. And the new Kershaw album is called You've Got to Laugh.
Yeah, you almost do.
It really is. Julia, Rockwiz, is it finished? Is it going? Where are we up
Tony,
to?
Tony, I can't believe how many times you really help our show by just mentioning it on the show that's watched by 1.5 million people and probably here where it's 10 people.
But I just never know when it's on. It might be a repeat. Did Barnes come back?
Hilarious. They're showing Rock Quiz by request at the moment.
Oh,
and
right,
there was the lovely one with Paul Hester the other night.
Yes.
And it was great to watch, but boy, I looked fat. And you know, when you go, oh, that was 2 years ago. I'm glad I'm watching what I'm eating. But at the moment, we're filming 10 brand spanking new ones.
Oh. Yeah, I know what it's like when you look back at old footage and you're fatter. Not with me, but with my dog.
Really?
My dog's in an episode of The Games playing John Clark's dog.
Did she audition for that?
Nah, she just showed up, started licking people. That's how show business works.
Is it? Is it?
Go to lick,
get a part. Oh, I've licked my way to the top.
But she's so fat.
Is she?
So fat in that episode, it's so embarrassing. Because she is like a coffee table.
Yeah.
And if you look closely, a big ashtray and magazines fanned on her back. That's how flat back she is in that episode.
Why is she so skinny now?
Starvation and cruelty.
Cruelty.
Yay! That's the...
And she's
that's
on
what
ice.
I'm doing for me. So Rockwiz has made me cruel and starve.
So Rockwiz, is it on or isn't it?
It's on.
By request.
It's by request.
No one requested
every night
it.
Yes, we've got
that.
Punters.
Lift the lid? Can we lift the lid on by request? Because they've done this for so many different shows. Remember they did Friends by request and Seinfeld by request.
Hey by request was the one that got me.
As it. Call in if you've ever requested any any actual people. Because is it true?
No, call in if you've requested any rock quiz because there are actual people out there who use, you know, the computer they use that and they say, we love that episode, but we never got to see it, or can we see it again because Paul Kelly rocks? I think you're fine.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, is it? He's changed his tune now. Because I promised him breakfast because he hasn't had any.
Why haven't you had any breakfast, Ed Cavalli?
Because Kelsey, you know, I live with two people, John and Kelsey. And last night we were all sitting around shouting at the television. And I'd made a dessert. I've invented a new dessert, right? It's mango, chopped up mangoes, and chopped up strawberries with Streets Viennetta.
Wow, that's quite the invention. You'll be quite the Jamie Oliver in a minute.
For the fact sheet.
That's nothing new. I thought you were going to say something really interesting.
What's not interesting about that?
Well, didn't you kind of infuse it with some kind of vanilla?
Viennetta. Fruit and Viennetta.
I'll get the Ultravox cube up.
Yeah, if you could. Viennetta, you mean nothing to me.
No, but if you... but it's the most underrated dessert on the market. I always show up to a party with a Streets Viennetta in my hand. And people are always, they're like, look at that guy with his Streets Viennetta. And by the end of it, they're trying to lick the little plastic case it came in.
Normally, you just have to go into the bathroom, throw it in the bath with all the other Viennettas that other people have brought along.
No, they haven't.
And then what you do is you go and eat someone's other better Viennetta and let someone else eat your
cappuccino-flavoured one.
Cappuccino-flavoured one's good.
What's that got to do with John and Casey?
Who's Casey?
I don't know.
Anyway, so Kelsey was just sitting there. And
Sorry,
she said that she was off to the hospital in the the morning. And we were like, yeah, because John and I were like selfishly eating our Viennetta, going, yeah, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. And all of a sudden we kind of tweaked, like, how are you getting there? And she said, oh, I'm just going to get a cab or a tram or hitchhike, right, in the rain or the snow. And so I said, no, I'll take you. So I had to drive her to the hospital, but I got lost. And then I was the first time I've ever been, I've never had a real job, so I've never been in peak hour before. It sucks.
Yes. Yeah, it does it.
It's terrible.
Look at him. Look at him. He's got surprise in his eyes.
Hello to people stuck in a traffic jam right now.
It's terrible.
Ed Cavalier is casting the spotlight on your world.
And there's only one person in every car.
Yes.
Yeah, that's also popular.
So there we go.
It's been happening a really long time.
I thought it was new. I was going to get on board.
Henry Ford, have you heard of his work?
Yeah.
He made the car.
Did he?
Yeah.
Internal combustion? But I'm against it.
It's not going to catch on the horseless carriage.
Yeah, so that was it. So that's my. So I guess I'm a good Samaritan. Yeah. I'm a great Samaritan.
Yeah. You're a good friend.
I'm a good friend. I'm a good flatmate.
All right. Didn't somebody win a competition to be your new flatmate? Have they moved in yet?
Yeah.
What's happened to that person?
Oh, I don't know, Scott. I think I just said it on air and didn't mean it.
Yeah. We're going to get a bad rep if you keep doing that.
You should be a politician.
Now, what about Julie Zemira? Have you been to some kind of acting reunion over the weekend?
We're about to. Look, I don't know if you know Tony, Ed, but I'm classically trained as a performer. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you go to NIDA?
No, I went to the Victorian College of the Arts. Right, because at NIDA, well, when you graduate from there, they completely strip you there. But
apparently. You're going for counselling after you come out of night, that's what I've heard.
But at VCA, what they do, bless them, well, they did when I was there at the School of Drama, they said, look, there's no acting work out there, so you've got to learn how to make your own. So we spent 3 years concentrating on how to actually make your own work, which is fantastic.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you write your own stuff, you put shows on, you know how to administer a company.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's their 30th birthday. Oh, my. I mean, I'm not that old, obviously. Well, I am, but not. I haven't been there 30 years ago. And there's a big reunion on the 18th of November, and I really would like to take this opportunity nationally to say this, because the admin records are so bad at the Victorian College of the Arts that they don't know where anybody is. So
neighbours, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Set of neighbours.
Ramsey Street.
So
Summer Bay.
If you're around the world, the whole of Australia, and you'd like to come, just ring them up, because they would love you to be there. It's not that we don't want you to come.
Ring
it's just
them
that we don't
up.
Know where you are. So ring them up.
And may I say, if you didn't go to the VCA, now, if you've read between the lines there, it's a 30th reunion, there's going to be finger food, and there's going to be
a cocktail
and some free orange juice, the good stuff with the pulp still in.
Yes.
Just give them a ring.
Go.
Say you're Harold from Neighbours. Say you went there back in 41, and you'd love to come along.
That's right.
Blow in, please.
Blow in. And even if you're still acting or not still acting, come anyway. We want to see you and see people. I've already met people I didn't know that I've become quite good friends with.
It's going to be tense, though, because it's going to be a little
reunions
bit like,
are
still
tense.
In the business? Yep. You working? Yeah, no, I'm just working on some stuff.
Yeah, reenactments, probably.
Reenactments.
Oh, and there'll be actors, like, it'll be very look at me, won't it?
Actors in a room.
Yeah, it'll be a bit looking, of ego, I should
talking
imagine.
Talking to someone, looking beyond them for a more famous person to talk to.
Trying to see if Armitage Shanks is around.
No, but see, you're talking about A-list people. These are people who are real performers, who use their body as an instrument to really, really work.
Now we're talking.
Old Chekhov and Shakespeare and self-devised work.
We love to use our body as an instrument on this program. Normally a synthesizer for some reason. We've got to get into the hard news, Julia.
Would you?
Just see if I can find one story to get on.
Honey, I've got nothing. I've got no news in front of me at all.
Oh, Mark Butler's emailed us
with a
big story.
What's going on with Mark?
Listen to this. Apparently an off-duty British soldier put a lit firework rocket up his backside
for a joke.
He ended up in hospital with a condition that has been officially termed a scorched colon. Watch out for that. Watch out for scorched.
Sounds delicious.
How is the scorched colon today?
It's delicious.
What possessed him?
Do you reckon he did it his own firecracker?
Is it?
Yeah, because it's like in the army, there's always two men, you know, when you're around like heavy machinery or live weapons.
Yes.
There's always at least two people in case anything goes wrong.
Would there not be a Private Benjamin in there somewhere? Might be a girl doing it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
Complaining about the colour green.
See, the thing is, when you stick a rocket up your ass, you've got to make sure it's pointing downwards, because you want it to fire out of your... You don't want to fire it upwards into your body.
That's a good point.
Do you think
that's what I mean? That's what they haven't thought that through.
No. Wait a sec. Mm. Oh, right.
Remember that bloke Chris Lynham?
Yes.
Comedian for years. Made a living with a rocket up the
made
arse.
Made a good living.
And he would get on stage, skyrocket up the arse with There's No Business Like Show Business play. on the PA. But, you know,
I'm sure. Where is he now?
He's
coming to your reunion, I think he's the entertainment at the VCA 30
yes,
years.
The Burns Ward, I think, is your answer. The Scorch Colon Unit. The SCU. Scorch Colon Unit.
Oh, now we're talking. An Australian spin-off series, Scorch Colon Unit.
Yes.
Harold from Neighbours and Julia Zemiro.
Yes, please.
Investigating.
Yep.
See, we're creating acting
and
work.
There's unresolved sexual tension between me and...
Oh, and Shanksy is the bad guy. Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just scorching colons. The drop of a hat.
I'm playing Vienna.
Okay, playing Vienna, scorching colons. It's all happening. You get this. More in a moment.
Gold scorch colons.
Nice synth from the Stereophonics here. Get this around the nation, Triple M. But if you're in Newcastle, KOFM. Julia Zemiro from Rockwiz from Thank God You're Here is with us.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it? You and I did that.
Oh, God. That's
that last one?
That was killer.
Terrifying to watch back, though.
Was it?
I find it terrifying to do, terrifying to watch back.
Terrifying to talk about.
And all I've had all week is just I get berated in the street for stealing the trophy from Frank Woodley.
Oh, yeah.
I beg your pardon.
No, it was pretty good.
It was a killer episode, though. Yeah. Everyone was really out of the box.
But don't you realise they just give everybody a trophy who hasn't had one yet? That's what it is.
Really
they go,
random.
You've had one, you've had one. Oh, let's Tony have one because he hasn't had one. Even though he's been on the show millions of times. Mm. Oh, Julia's got one, I'll give one to her. Mm. Sean's got one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
What the no?
Was the sentence, they haven't given one to her just in that there? Have you not won them?
I know, I've got one.
Okay.
But, you've got a nice blue one. I've got
a kind of
clear one. Yeah,
yeah, his second series trophy is different to the first series trophy.
Mm.
Oh, Frank Woodley.
They're both nice.
There was the big Colin Frank finale. Were you there?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I feel really bad.
I wanted to go Family Trouble. It was scheduled for Family Trouble, so I couldn't go along.
They booked it months in advance.
It sounded like they had speeches at the end and there were a few dry eye in the house.
Isn't it sad to think we're now living in a Leno and Woodley free Australia? Isn't that odd?
I know.
We need more physical theatre in this country. Mm. Everyone just talks to be funny. I like to see people fall down.
Yeah. Mm. More slapstick in public.
What have you got there, Tony?
So many emails. Ed Cavalier, were you on TV on Friday?
Yeah. What was I doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. After the show, after this show, I went zooming in the work car down to David and Kim on Channel 10.
With your two international observers.
No, the international observers went to breakfast.
Oh.
And I went off to do David and Kim. And we had to do this thing where it was like water cooler talk. And I didn't know one of the topics that we were going to be talking about. And they handed me a fact sheet. I need one for this show. It was the best thing that ever happened.
Oh, so they've just written stuff for you to say?
No, they just wrote, here's the stuff.
Ideas.
No, here's what we're going to be talking about. Oh. And I said, yep, stem cell, not across that. Something about surrogacy, not across that. And I'm sitting there being very quiet. And then they showed a picture of someone who looked like Betty from Hey Dad. So I said that. And then I was happy.
And how did David keep the feet together?
Yes.
Knees?
No, he did because he was sitting behind a desk.
Mm.
But
he could
tell I was wondering. So just at one point, he kind of pushed out from the desk a bit and gave me a wink, as they say, and then just sort of went back in.
Just gave you a bit of basic instinct.
Just gave me a bit of bulge work and then put it away.
A lot of people complain that his nads are too prominent on that program.
But then I think he's heard and he's gone,
right.
Gonna close and now people are going, oh come on, that's what we tune
bring
in
back
for.
The nads.
Yeah. Because Kim really is the only one who knows what she's doing on that show. Oh,
really?
Of course she does. She can talk and speak and
she's
sentences.
Good. I had a good time. Yeah. A really good time, Tony. Tony, I was only there because you wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Because they called up and they said, would Tony Martin, well-known, you know, genius Tony Martin, like to come on the show?
Genius.
Tony said, no, I've got Late Line to record.
I had the Transformers soundtrack to listen to. To locate synth solos for the new episode of Passion High that I'm doing because you don't seem to ever get round to it.
I've told you my method. My method is to give them an option and then let the listeners write it for me and then I'll go and record the voices. But you've taken it another step. You've recorded one time.
I spent all day yesterday nutting out the synth Stedford. The Passiona High synth Stedford. It's going to be me v Ricky M.
Dueling synths.
80s style synths. Tomorrow on Get This.
Tony, why don't I, on the 18th of November, at the Victorian College of the Arts School of Drama reunion, get a few actors and say, look, Tony's looking for some actors for the Passiona High.
Oh, no, but see, we don't want actors.
No.
The actors would be too good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you're doing it all on your own.
Is this how desperate actors are for work?
Yes.
Can we please get on to Passiona High,
please.
A fictional radio serial?
Yeah. But that's where you build your skills as an instrument.
Mm. Oh, it'll be instruments a go-go tomorrow. Mm. You mentioned David and Kim. Which channel are they on?
Ten.
On the other, and then which one is today? That's nine.
Nine.
Kim Beazley was on there. Give him the theme.
Oh, here he
goes. Here he comes.
Hello.
Stacey was watching the Today program the other morning. Please don't judge me, she says, and saw an interview between Carl Stefanovic and Kim Beazley. I think Kim may be a fan of Get This, because when Carl asked him about how his family plan policy or some such was going to work, Kim responded with, well, as we know, people aren't robots.
Ah!
He had a bit of a cheeky smile on his face and even repeated this phrase later on in the interview.
Ooh.
Maybe this is his Friday catchphrase. Oh, Beazley has his Friday catchphrase, a la the Master Blaster.
He's trying to reach the young people, too.
Yeah.
Do we reach the young people?
Yeah, of course you do.
What's up, y'all?
Mother?
That was, sorry.
That's enough for the young people
today.
Street
talk, yeah.
We'll be some more
street talk tomorrow.
What's up?
The Stacey says he thought that the Friday catchphrase would cause Carl to malfunction upon hearing this, as robotic logic circuits are known to be fragile towards these sorts of truths. That's the thing. You can always, in movies, you can throw a robot by giving them a philosophical question.
That's right. Yeah.
You just say to them, why? And then the robot does not compute. That's what they do, robots. So if somebody was to go on today and just throw something...
What are you going to say to the Novik 2000?
Yeah, to the
really Stefanovinator.
Just to mess up the programming.
Oh,
he's going to be...
Can I have a hug? I reckon that'd get him.
Does not compute.
Yeah. I reckon human contact, it'd be all over.
We're going to expose him by the end of the year. Oh, Beasley's onto it.
What if you said to Carl, how do you look at yourself every morning in the mirror and believe what you do day after day after day?
No.
Does not. What is this?
Now, see, he could do with a bit of acting training because he does not have any presence at all. Jessica's the one with the presence. It's always the woman that's got the presence, and she's going to go off and have a baby. Maybe I should go in and do a bit of
Julia.
Help. Yeah. Carl, if you're listening, I take it all back.
This is the theme.
That's me.
You are desperate for acting work, aren't you?
What's going on, Julia?
I went for my first proper acting audition in about 2 years
the
other day. Well, I can't tell you the program. But
Biscuit commercial?
No, it was the character, and she was the prostitute. There, I said it.
See, who said there was no word for women?
But it's a good prostitute role. Not a prostitute with a heart of gold, but it was prostitute with issues. And
not with a heart of gold, just a proper prostitute.
And it was, the writing's good, but there may be nudity involved. I'm a little nervous.
No, really?
I haven't got a call back. No, I've barely even kissed someone on stage.
Ooh.
The last person I kissed on stage I've been living with for four years.
I saw you were in something good, that thing with Peter Phelps.
Oh, Phelpsy.
The extra was called The Extra, wasn't it? The short film.
It was the
film.
First thing called The Extra. Probably should have kept it that way. Short film called The Extra that I made in 1997 or something.
Well, you were basically romancing Phelpsy in that. Well, don't say you haven't had any action.
No, I was an extra that was annoying. An annoying extra that didn't know her place and kept stopping things and saying, you know, does that read? Wanting to get away from it. But he was so lovely and strong. He had to lift me out of a burning building.
If you want to see great acting, you can't go past the work of Bob Franklin, one of the most expressive performers on screen. Phil has emailed us to say nice facial expressions from Bob Franklin on Tripping Over. He looked startled at times. Oh! Because we do try to startle Bob Franklin on this program. Never really succeeded.
He's on Tripping Over.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
He plays the real estate, the travel agent.
Does he?
I have never seen Tripping Over because, you know how we all have a phrase that's like the most terrifying phrase in the English
language. The alarm bells.
Yeah.
Mine is, my dad is so cute. My dad is so cute.
Mine is from the creators of Sea Change. So I haven't seen any of Tripping Over.
There was a very funny scene with Daniel McPherson's character, who basically plays a character like Daniel McPherson, but he's an Australian soapy star who's gone to England to get serious work. He's in a new play and he can't do the accent very well and agrees to go with his flatmate to go and tell some people that their son is dead only because they live in the area that the accent's from. And as he sits there listening to the grieving parents, he repeats everything they say in the accent because he's practicing trying to get the accent. It was a very funny scene. I'll give him that.
Okay. What was the accent? Can you do it?
Oh, no.
Was it up north?
No, it was Hull.
All right.
And Hull's very specific.
Show us your Hull, Tone.
I don't know where Hull is. Roy. Wasn't there Roy Hull?
Who's that?
Or was that Roy Hudd?
Who's that?
No, we've gone confusing in English again. We'll start doing Blakey in a moment.
Oh, no.
Stop it! Acting work. That's what we need to find for Julia Zemiro.
Yes, some acting work, please.
We're going to find that next.
Woo. I'll get this.
Get this. There comes a time where you have to say enough is enough. For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
It's Get This. Around the nation.
Thank I'm you. Back. That last, I want to hear that last break back on CD. So I think in all of my poor, I think that's the poorest I've ever seen. Tony, I was
really?
Nowhere to be found.
Is this because you've not had food?
Yeah,
because
I haven't had any breakfast until now. JB from The Cage has just sent me in his very own his sandwich. Aww. He sacrificed his own sandwiches to send him for me.
Very nice.
He's a lovely bloke.
They're lovely sandwiches.
Yeah, they're all snickering while I eat them. Is that good news?
Does that we'll find out
extra
what happens.
Flavour in them somewhere?
By the end of the show, see right. if the show gets funnier.
And I was looking at Shanksy, and I was sort of just nodding at him, and he was nodding back at me. And when the song went on, he went, "Are you all right? Did you want to grab?" And I was like, oh, "I was miles away, Shanksy." Your face was like turning into a bacon roll.
Not for the first time,
I say.
Julia Zemiro is with us.
Yes,
Julie, you would have been on our podcast over the years. There's a big fat Bacon Phil podcast up there. Didn't get up till Friday. It was late last week.
How dare you? Who
but
did?
It's worth the wait.
What do we got? What do we got?
All the usual people. I can't remember.
Hilarious people.
There's gear in there.
Oh. Snato fans?
Yeah, nothing for the Snato fans.
That's cool.
And I just want to mention something. Obviously, terrible news about Belinda Emmett over the weekend. I have to say, Rove came in here 3 weeks ago today and was hilarious for an hour.
Fantastic.
That's quite amazing when you think about it.
Done more work than...
Yeah, he came in with clips and everything. Stuff written.
Yeah.
No one's ever done Good that
stuff.
Before.
Yeah.
We had so many requests for that.
Yeah.
It's up on its own separate Rovecast.
The Rovecast. You see, but it's preparation. That's what he does. He prepares. I don't think the two of you prepare.
Wow.
Because actors prepare, and that's why we train. We're trained to prepare.
I listen to Wouldn't It Be Good all the way through before the show. That's not preparation. I don't know what is.
I prepared music.
All right. Yeah. So just hello to everyone working on Rove.
Yeah, hello.
And, yes, terrible news. Mm. And we're not going to dwell on that.
Nope.
But, yeah, that really threw me for a loop over the weekend. And I just immediately thought of the Rovecast. Mm. I mean, how did he do that? How did you come in and do that?
I don't know.
It's impressive, as is this from Ed Cavalier.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm sick of all the long musical intros that I've been busting into. Right. So what I'm going to do today?
Cut to the chase.
Yeah, I'm just going to smack a drum, put a delay pedal on a guitar, Rich. No, I don't want one of those. I'll just take it off. See you later. Yeah. The wah-wah stick, that's gone.
The stick's gone.
The thing that that Bon Jovi's addicted to, that underneath the microphone, the wah-wah-wah, that's gone.
Nah.
The bells of the synth, I've burnt that. Nah. That's gone. Eyeliner's off, right? Lippy's still on, right?
Is there still time for the
two,
music?
Two, three, four.
Oh, nothing I want. It's Get This Around the Nation. That's Cold Chisel. Julia Zemiro is with us.
I help Jimmy sometimes.
I love it when Julia comes in because she's desperate to play air keyboards with me during the songs.
Well, this is the show for that.
I love it. We were just, Shanksy was just regaling us with stories of Freddie Prinze Jr. in the song.
Really?
Shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, that's good for Talkback Mountain. We'll get to that's good for schmoozing.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let's talk rock because Julie's mirror is on Rock Quiz.
Yeah.
And there's how many things are there? A CD, a DVD, a book. What else you got?
A book with games.
A book with games.
Book with questions. Oh, look, I think I'm going to launch my own board game. I should imagine my own line of clothes and accessories.
That's what I was looking for. Now, if you were going to release clothes, what do you reckon? Evening wear? Velour tracksuits, J-Lo style?
Oh, no.
Or like big jumpers, Eminem style?
No, I'd be up your alley. Anything for dancing.
Anything for dancing.
Stuff that feel good in for dancing but smart.
Leg warmers.
Leg warmers, for instance.
Rock quiz leg warmers. They're coming.
They're coming.
But in the meantime, just to show that we've got rock history credentials as well on the show, here's something from earlier in the year. Had a few requests for this. And we're on the countdown to the end of the year. Send in stuff you want to hear again. How many weeks have we got to go? Just 3 weeks.
So it's Triple M by request. It's Get This by request. And you're having a go at me about rock quiz by request.
Just
fill in your own hole.
Dear.
Every time we slag someone off for something, like the next day we're revealed to been doing it ourselves for months.
I stand corrected. I think you do as well.
I'm yet to suggest a segment that hasn't been stolen from another program on this very station.
Get Frank Butcher out. Get Frank Butcher out. That should just be the catchphrase for this show, don't you reckon?
I got it yelled at me.
I
did. Pot kettle. I was complaining about something, and I got a big fat...
Pot kettle! What were you complaining about?
Food related, probably.
All right, but only 3 weeks to go this year on Get This. We are hoping to come back next year.
Oh, I
There's no discussions at this point.
I'd love, yeah, it'd be great. Mm. That'd be great.
What did they say about the glass house? You won't be renewed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
right,
have you been renewed? Have you been reinstituted?
Logan's Run style.
My favourite one is repositioning the brand.
Oh!
That was one. There was a radio station
repositioning
earlier.
Our stuff out front in boxes on the street.
With a man with an English accent going, over here, we're here till four.
But in the meantime, by request, it's time.
Who requested it, Tone?
Gary Newman.
Did he?
Gary Newman
from
of the
Cars.
From the no, from Tubeway Army.
Not from Tubeway Army. What am I saying? He sang about Cars.
The song was called Tubeway Army.
No, the band was Tubeway Army.
Oh, the band?
The song was Cars.
The band was called Tubeway Army.
Yeah, and the man.
Anyone?
Was Gary Newman.
Oh, hello. This is Gary Newman here. Tubeway Army. That was us. You might remember a couple of little tunes. They were the Friends Electric. That was quite a big hit for us.
This week on Behind the Rock, synth rock pioneer Gary Newman recalls his dizzying rise and fall from Our Friends Electric to We Are Glass.
Also, we did Cars. Are we getting about in Cars? Is that us? Getting about in Cars. That were very popular. We did Down at Park. A lot of synthesizers and, you know, bloody dry ice, all that carry on. Bloody Perspex pyramids. I was, you know, recalling in horror from them. I don't know what that was bloody about. Anyway, what else did we do? Oh, God. What were the other ones? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, how could I forget? We did We Are Glass. And I was misguided. You know, it's a bit of a... bit of a to-do over that. People saying, you know, Cars, you know, getting about in Cars. That's fine. We accept that. You know, we might even, you know, let you off with a warning on bloody Friends being electric. But, mate, you know, we're clearly not Glass. You're backing up Rugtree. You know, leave it. It's not going to happen. We never were Glass. We're not going to be Glass. So, you know, we're sent off paddock.
Behind the Rock with Gary Newman.
But, you know, I don't know. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, are we Glass? I mean, you know, maybe I was onto something. But no, you know, we're not Glass. I've come to accept that now.
And Phil Oakey of the Human League reveals when he knew the pirate shirt party was over.
You know, it's pretty f***ing simple, isn't it? Do you not want me? You work in a f***ing cocktail bar when I found you. Do you not want me? That's all it is. Love Action. Love Action. It's f***ing easy. Anyone can follow it, right? Get around town to what? Sound of a bloody crowd, innit? So what, you know, what's with the f***ing Lebanon? You're dancing a f***ing disco. You know, a bit of Love Action. And then, oh, hang on. What do you think about what's going on over in the Lebanon? You're not doing that. What would you do that for? So, you know, it was played down here from there, wasn't it?
The greatest voices of the new romantic period tell it like it was and then suddenly wasn't in Since You've Been Gone. This week on Behind the Rock.
Shanks, he's gone. Maybe there's more in the tank there. Maybe there's a few synth solos they didn't get to.
What happened, bro?
You've just taken me back. I just feel so happy. I've just been taken back to a time where my hair was long and life was easy and I didn't wear a bra.
Yeah.
That's what we do on this show. No
Sorry,
bras
Richard, I didn't mean
allowed
to.
As we climb a certain mountain.
Those guys, like when they were doing it, and they were like, you know, the pirate church, the makeup, the whole bit.
Yeah.
Did they honestly think it was going to last?
Did they
think that the synth was like genuinely replacing other instruments?
And absolutely.
Well, you know, it was creative times. It's when people could really be big and open with their creativity. And now
it's just pussycat dolls pushing buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
Snoop Dogg and all up in your grill.
And sampling everybody else's work.
Sampling everybody else's work.
No one's making anything up on their own.
No one.
You heard Phil, he was saying. It's easy.
Young people, they don't know what it was like back in the near romantic period.
I agree. And they all knew how to apply makeup, and that in itself's got to be a plus.
That was when music was music.
Yes.
Look, what are we doing? We're talking about schmoozing. I don't understand, because Ed was on the way to hospital, delivering his flatmate to hospital, and we just got a text message. Don't worry, I've got Talkback Mountain covered. What is it?
Well, last week, I went to the races a bit.
Yeah.
And I went the first day, and I was kind of like, I'd kind of, you know, asked around the station, someone, you know, got me a last-minute ticket, so I went along. Mm. And I worked out that if I, this one area, they gave me all the food I wanted, and like, for free food, free drink all day.
Yeah.
So then I thought, all right, this is good. Then I knew there was another day. So I spoke to them, and I asked, can I come back again, please? And they said, yes. And then I saw someone else I knew, and they took me into another place that had salmon, like actual salmon, like just sitting there, Rich, and someone making crepes. So I ate that. And then the next day they said, oh, would you like to, you know, and I was like, oh, I didn't, and I'd like to come back again, please. And they said, yes, you may, because I was being nice. I got back the next day, and they'd got pasta this time, like really nice chicken pasta, like this new type of this new soft drink.
See, Ed, this is how it starts.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, Chris Masters is writing a book about it. It's on Four Corners, and you cash for comment. Cavalier!
I waved one flag at the general public, and they saluted.
That's how it starts.
It was amazing.
By increment.
I had a little I had a lanyard, you know, I got to go show it to people and go in places. It's never happened to me before.
You work it off at the gym now? Because it sounds like you ate 15 mountains of food.
It was just delicious. It was amazing. And I saw, and I did some betting, I don't bet because I'm bad at it. But I got some tips from John, who'd lost his wallet, so he couldn't put any bets on. So he was just sitting in the TV shouting at screens. and I cleaned up. And
really? Well done,
schmoozed my way to the top.
You cleaned up in more senses than that?
Yeah.
Like a Hoover.
Full.
And
the people at the station who got you into those tents for me,
did you give them their skim?
Oh, they're getting skim.
They're getting their skim.
Oh, they're getting skim. I brought them leftovers.
Otherwise, Paulie comes see you.
I don't want to see Paulie. Yeah.
Julia Zemira, did you go to this racing hat festival or whatever it was?
Oh, I got poked. I got poked in the eye. Those things called fascinators that girls wear in their hair.
Deadly.
Well, they're meant to be made of flowers, not metal and wood. I got jabbed in the eye heaps.
They're very dangerous.
They really are.
I want to put it out there right now, Tony, that not one person from any station I've ever worked at invited me to any Melbourne Cup event. They look at me and they go, no, not for you. You're on the C list.
There's no promotional opportunities for them on Rockwiz.
Oh, that's what it is. You know, I mean, SBS too, they, you know, the only reason we've got a new series is that they found $50 down the back of their
car. It's the show's getting up itself now. What about that woman? Now, I don't even know who this is. Rebecca Twigley.
No, I don't know.
That's someone who goes out with a footballer. Is that
Does she?
Deal? And she's notable because she's not blonde. Is that what that's about? Do you know Mr. Marzell?
Is it Chris Judd? I think she's Chris Judd's, who's basically the best player
ever.
NFL at the moment.
Is he ever?
He's a terrific player. But she wore a very special dress to the Brownlows last year, which got all the photographers going wild. The red dress. Remember the red dress?
Yeah. Well, Vicky does.
Richard just switched on to the
And since then, which Dizzying Heights has she scaled?
The red dress has gone on tour.
Has it?
Actually went on tour.
The red dress went on tour.
It's quite a design.
What, did it open for the Veronicas?
But it says someone's written into the Melbourne Herald Sun today to say, Rebecca Twigley would do herself and everyone else a favour by test running her attire before she leaves home. Yeah. One mistake too many to be an accident, methinks.
Methinks. No.
Lady
doth show
too much boob,
methinks. So that's just her shtick.
Yeah.
And Norg's akimbo.
Yeah. She wore something.
That's the act.
Yeah. Sometimes it's cracker kimbo with her too. Isn't it a bit cracker kimbo? Sometimes the dress is like cut at the back, and just a little.
Just a little slide. And so that are they called the Twigleys? Is that what they're known as?
Should be.
People on walkie-talkies. The Twigleys are loose. Send photographers to this address. Okay, so
that's pretty good schmooze.
I schmooze. Is that what we're doing? Did you announce that?
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Sort of a way.
What's the best bit of schmoozing you ever done? Have you, you know, schmoozed your way in somewhere you shouldn't have been? And the dovetail is, the flip side of that, is you, are you a suck up?
You know what I mean?
I was want to call up for that.
I was a full-on suck-up last week, and I felt dirty, but I had a full belly, so I felt good, right? So job in a suck-up.
Schmoozing and sucking.
I'm anti-schmooze. If I go to a buffet and it's all you can eat, part of me goes, no. Just because I can, I won't. Sure, well, so you get given free stuff and you see people go, oh, I'm going to have that, I'm going to have that, or that. Part of me just goes, oh, how embarrassing.
It's not impressed.
Surely. Oh.
Why would you not eat all you can? They factored that in.
Because.
Don't start on
that's
the theory.
That's what separates us from animals and human beings.
Not the theory about non-delicious fillers again.
We've been over that. We've been over it. What about you, Tone?
I'm trying to think schmoozing.
You got a film made.
I got a film made. Actually, I got a great bit of advice from Michael Hirsch.
Oh, yeah.
The Mandarin down at Working Dog.
Yeah, he knows what's
I
up.
Had to go and pitch this movie, and there was lawyers and investors and types like that in suits.
Mm.
And I'm sort of talking about the film idea, and one of them, who hadn't said anything for the whole thing, just suddenly came out with, so, let me get this right, this will be like one of those National Lampoon movies? And, of course, it wasn't. It was nothing like that. But I remembered the advice of Michael Hirsch, who said, whatever they ask or whatever they say, just agree with them, because they won't remember having said it at the premiere.
Fantastic.
So I just went, yes, yes, it's exactly like Animal House. And then he just looked satisfied and moved on to the next course.
Right.
And gave you money.
Yeah, sadly.
Yes. There we go.
Oh, I'm still paying them back. I'm still mowing lawns every Thursday.
Well, you need to schmooze some more then, I should
but
imagine.
But that's good advice.
Shanks, you schmoozed your way into this gig, kind of.
Oh, hey, you can talk.
No, I lied.
Okay, lie.
I lied. I bald-faced lied. But Shanks, you sent a very nice letter to Tone, didn't you?
Oh, no, yeah, he did. But that was nothing. We headhunted Richard Marsland.
Did we?
Yeah, we had our eye on him long before that beautiful letter arrived on Perfume Stationery with...
Literary photographs.
Cursive script.
I wrote a letter to Tony welcome.
It was a great letter.
To the radio and great to have
it. It was very
on.
Nice. But that was nothing to do with him getting this job.
Oh, wasn't it?
Sheep. Although he seems to think.
Come on, it was, wasn't it, Richard? Well done.
No, I did schmooze my way into the Leno and Woodley gig on Saturday evening.
Oh!
How'd you do that?
I
managed to get tickets, like centre, beautiful theatre, the Regent Theatre, because all the seats are kind of, you know, you can see right through everyone. They're not directly behind.
Oh, yeah, right.
Beautiful theatre and great show. Mm-hmm. And Marty Shergold was there. And when Marty Shergold hits the town, he likes to low tone it. So at interval, I was just sitting there. I didn't go out into the lobby. Either did Marty. And I thought, I'll go up and say hello to Marty. You know, it's a couple of rows back. And I stand up and I walk around and I stand up next to him. Hey, Marty, how are you going? And he goes, mate, can you sit down? You're drawing attention to me.
I'm amazed to hear that Marty's at the theatre.
Yeah.
He very rarely doesn't leave the house.
Do you
want to
hear
often.
Something crazy?
Yeah.
Marty went to the VCA School of
Drama.
Did he?
He did.
He absolutely did.
He was a year below me, and geez, he was funny. And I remember thinking, I think you want to be a comic rather than an actor.
He was sick and tired
of lying on the floor pretending to be a tree. We loved it, sure. But he was going, no, I want to get up and talk. We went, fair enough. The first year of acting school, you lie on the ground.
All right.
But not with someone else, just alone.
Well, it is, just lying down.
A lot of it, yeah.
And was Marty...
And breathing, obviously. Yeah, if you stop breathing, you're done.
At acting school, was Marty difficult and obstructive, always butting heads with the...
Nobody wore tracksuit pants like everybody else.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, because you had to be able to move and work with your instrument again.
Now, no tracksuit pants. Now, dinner suit every day on the shebang. Did you know that? Yeah. Always formal wear for Marty Shergold. We have waffled on so much that there's no time for music.
Ah, Tony.
What would it have been?
What did we miss out? Tal Bachman again?
They're in the palace.
Three doors down, Kryptonite. Can we live without that, Australia?
Yes! I think.
No, I think they've had a good run.
Very little synth in that.
Yeah, I think they've had a really good run. 133353, give us a ring. What have you schmoozed into, schmoozed your way up and into? And dovetail it with, dob in a nasty suck up. Like the time when I was 8 and I swam 100 laps of our swimming pool out the back, and my mum gave me a really big thing of lollies, and my cousin saw it, went out the back, did like 10 and said that she'd just done 100.
Oh.
And I had to give her half.
Wrong.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Everyone.
I earned those milk bottles.
Yeah, you did.
Everyone who calls up gets a copy of our limited edition album.
I've got one here.
A legal download. Yeah. Julia Zemira's got one. There's only 1,000 stamped, and that
personally
is
signed by Richard Marsland. All right, let's go to the calls. Hello, Grant.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, sir. What do you schmooze into?
I schmoozed my way onto Prince Albert Yacht in Monte Carlo one year.
How did you pull that off?
3 points from downtown. We were down in Monte Carlo, a mate and I, and we just saw this boat going off. Mm-hmm. And I said, we've got to get on this. Walked up. I said, mate, follow my lead. Just act like you meant to be here. Nodding at anyone that looked at us, got on. Straight on.
That's amazing.
That's
what
good acting. That's
what did you do once you got on there?
I panicked, went straight up to Sylvester Stallone and asked for an autograph and got kicked off.
And I love how you get autographs when you panic.
It was Invitational Golf Day, and there was like Kevin Costner, Sylvester Stallone, everyone was on it.
And how was Sly looking? Leathery?
He was looking hot. He was looking good. He was looking good.
Do you have the glasses on to look intellectual like he does?
He does wear those. I've been doing that for years.
Why does he wear those?
I don't know.
I think he still looks smart. That's his go. I saw the preview for Rocky Balboa.
There's been so many Rocky films now, they're not even putting a number in the title.
Yeah, there's not enough Roman numerals left.
Yeah.
So it's just him coming back. He's literally in his 50s trying to have a crack.
What I don't understand is why our caller there didn't go to Kevin Costner for an autograph.
Who did you bypass to get to Sly?
No, just went straight for Sly. I'm a big Sly fan. Straight for the Sly. Leave Kevin Costner alone.
Oh, but he dances with wolves.
All right, Grant, getting an album.
That was really good. Hey, Xander.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. What did you do, mate? Schmooze your way.
I managed to schmooze my way into getting an A+ for a school project I never handed in.
Oh. Whoa! How did you do that? Well, and was it legal?
I came up with some sob story for the teacher about how, you know, things were just so difficult, and managed to get an A+ because, you know, she just said, oh, I'll give it to you anyway. Cause,
did you use the Cavalier technique, citing a sexuality crisis?
Yeah, sexuality crisis.
Well, I was only 12 at the time, so I was a bit
you made it early.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That one, yeah.
Dodgy territory. Are we going to reward this behaviour again? It's been rewarded once.
Yeah, Xander deserves a CD.
Thank you, guys.
I don't even believe that story. I think he's made up a story.
Yeah. But we made the rules.
Yeah, the ultimate schmoozer.
Hello, Meredith.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, really good. What did you schmooze your way into?
Well, I schmoozed my way into a concert.
Oh, yeah.
I went when I was a teenager to collect autographs from Simple Minds. Mm-hmm. The Pretenders were all staying in the same hotel. Oh. And when I met Chrissy Hynde, she said, are you guys going to the concert? And I said, oh, no, it was sold out. We couldn't afford the tickets, which we couldn't. And she said, oh, that's... we can't have that, and put my friends and I on the guest list, and we sat in the VIP area. Now, the really embarrassing thing is I sat next to Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, and I wasn't convinced it was him. So I went and asked this other guy from another band for his autograph. That was Mark DeGlobo from The Globos.
Oh.
Who is better known to people now as Bob Down.
Yeah, so who believe you're right?
Yeah.
Good grief.
So I kind of excused my way past...
a legend to go to a semi-legend.
Well,
that's
but I can say I sat next to Robert
Plant
at a concert.
Snubbed him.
Ignored him.
You could have, there's a lady who should. Wow, she's a freak.
She's great.
That would have been truly embarrassing.
All right, snubbing Robert Plant, that's got to be worth an album.
Yeah, hey, Adam.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? Talk us through your schmooze, Adam.
What happened to me? Well, I schmoozed my way onto TV.
Oh, yeah.
You remember a little while ago, Vince Colosimo hosted a show called Let's Find Australia's Most Identical Twins.
Yeah.
And they had all these experts, in inverted commas, of people who, you know, the dental people to match dental records and stuff. And it's a bit of a fun thing. They wanted to see if they dance the same.
Oh, yeah.
I work in the arcade industry, and they hired one of those coin-operated dance machines
have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, well, you know, it's a little bit difficult to use. You know, your tech guys might not be able to understand what's going on, you know, so maybe you might need someone to operate it for you.
Yeah.
I go, okay, just whack a lab coat on him and stick him by the machine. So I got to be on camera, and they were asking me, so what do you think the dancing people like? Oh, yes, the footsteps are rather similar and waffle, everything. So I got a spot on the TV. It was awesome.
That is sensational.
I've been trying to schmooze my way in to see whether I can possibly get onto the set of a movie that's being made. So maybe you know someone down at Working Dog, Tony, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, well, bring your white coat along. That's obviously the key.
Absolutely.
So, well, we need a dancing expert. Oh, he have a white coat.
Yeah.
Tony, very quick question if I could ask.
Yes.
I am a huge fan of The Late Show, and yes. I was just wondering, are you ever going to release Degenocide, Olden Days, or Barjas on DVD?
We've been trying for years. We want Barjas and the Olden Days to come out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the delay is. I think it's because the money, or a lot of the money for it, goes to the original actors, so there's not enough sweet coin in it for the ABC, who, as you know, are just obsessed with making oven mitts out of Kath and Kim.
Thank you, Adam. For
I can get way bitterer.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you so much for that. Hello, Graham. How are you?
How are we today?
Really good, sir. Your schmooze?
When we were over in the States about 10, 15 years ago, Bob Hope was getting his last star. and we managed to sweet talk and work our way in behind security, and where we were standing was right next to where he was sitting, and got to shake his hand and meet him.
Not bad. When you say last start, you mean like on the Walk of Fame?
Yeah, on the Walk of Fame.
Hey, Graham, what did you say to security? What was your tactic? What was your line?
We just said, we're part of this. Again, a big group of people were walking through, following him.
Good.
And we were a part of that, and then we just veered off to the right and had a nice little spot.
Veered off.
Right next to where he was.
The ancient art of veering off. Nice work, Graham. Very work. Very nice.
That man gets an album. Everyone who calls up today gets a copy of Illegal Download. Time to get out of here. Julia Zemiro, thanks for popping in.
Oh, and don't forget, there's that fantastic reunion on November the 18th at the School of Drama. Call now. 9685-9225.
Oh, get those
Thank
actors
you.
Back together and
Come
get
on.
Them.
And if you didn't go there, show up,
anyway.
Ring them up, say that you're Marty Sheargold.
Yes,
go and get
fine.
Some free canapes.
Kate Langbrook went too, and she
say
got kicked
Kate
out.
Say you're Kate Langbrook. Say that you're Julia Zemiro. Say you're Tony Martin. Don't say you're Armitage Shanks. They know his work.
Thanks to everyone who called up and sucked up. And our key phrase today, I think it was, scorched colon. We'll be back tomorrow with Matthew Newton. And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Van of the Year. I think you'll find.